night with Levo.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
That is Hartford boys basketball coach Colton Barrett joining us here on the Mills Tire pregame show. Ken Hansen with more from Central Christian College in McPherson next. This is Levo and Hartford postseason basketball on Mix 104.9.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. By Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Moon Tideland Escrow, 421 Commercial in Emporia, Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Mix 104.9.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to McPherson Central Christian College and the Elyria Christian Substate number 2 championship game between the Hartford Jaguars and the Levo Wolves. What should be an outstanding game here tonight, or this afternoon, or this evening from McPherson Central Christian College. Let's give you a rundown of the starting lineups for Levo. The starting lineups are brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with some of the state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes the best of luck in all of their endeavors. And for Levo, they'll go with Garrick Reber, a freshman. Caleb Durst, a senior. Drew Conradi, a senior. Ashton Latimer, a senior. And Zach Oswald, the senior. Head coach is Dennis Becker. He's assisted by Duncan Ford. And for Hartford, they'll go with Tyson Digwe, a sophomore. Landon Schultz, a sophomore. Coy Wilkinson, a sophomore. Nolan Trester, a senior. And Keenan Renfro, a junior. Head coach is Colton Barrett. He's assisted by Tanner Shank. Hartford trying to make it back to the state tournament since they lost the state championship game in 2017. And Levo trying to make it back, to make it three straight years to the state tournament. And they've also lost the last 2 years in the state championship game. Once again, the starting lineups were brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding area with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes the best of luck in all of their endeavors. And yeah, this ought to be a terrific matchup between two teams that know each other very, very well. And I want to remind you that this activity is being brought to you by this station, its advertisers, and the member schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part can be made without the permission of the KSHSAA. We'll be back after this three-minute timeout on Mix 104.9 FM.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected, give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We are proud to serve the agricultural community. Mel's Tire can dispatch trucks to get you back in the field when any tire problems arise. And our store in Emporia stocks tires specifically made for farm vehicle performance. So the next time you have a farm tire need, call us at Mel's Tire or see us at 915 Graham in Emporia.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
Mix 104.9.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. By Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Moon Tide and Escrow, 421 Commercial in Emporia, Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Mix 104.9.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent.
Mix 104.9.
Jerks! For the Jaguars, a sophomore, number one, Landon Schultz.
Back here at
senior number 23, Drew.
Back here at Elyria Christian. As we get
the Jaguars, a sophomore, number three, Coy Wilkinson.
They're introducing the starting lineups here tonight. And so we got, the national anthem went a little longer. They did a great job, though, by the ladies by the choir from Elyria Christian. The winner of this will advance to next week's champ state tournament in Colby. The boys will be playing on Thursday. Levo trying to join their girls team on that trip to state. Other games going on around the area tonight. A game that you can hear on Country 101.7 FM. From the 1A boys substate at Canton Galva, Opie is taking on Central of Burton. The 1A Division 1 boys substate at Centralia has Burlingame playing Clifton Clyde. Class 3A boys substate at Halstead, Council Grove's taking on Heston. The Class 3A boys substate at Columbus has Burlington playing Caney Valley. And the 2A girls substate at Yates Center has Chase County taking on Linden. Hartford in their home white with blue numbers going right to left across your radio dial, while Levo in their road red with white numbers going left to right. Keenan Renfro jumping against Drew Conrady, and the tip goes to Levo. They get the ball up. Derek Reber gets it across the timeline. Now dribbles over the right side, gives it off to Caleb. To Caleb Durst. Now they go in the corner to Reber. Reber hit some big three-pointers early on last Monday night in their win over Caldwell. Drew Conrady gets inside, dishes it out to Reber. Reber for three, no good. Rebound Zach Oswald, put back up and go. Oswald with his first two of the night. And it's a 2-0 lead for Levo. Landon Schultz has it, gives the ball to the left side, gets it to Trester. Trester right side to Schultz. Schultz free throw line jumper, good. Landon Schultz with his first two of the night, and we're tied at two. Ball goes left side to Latimer. Latimer gets the cross court to Caleb Durst. Inside to Oswald. Oswald shot up, no good. Rebound, put back up, no good, but he's fouled. So an early emphasis by Coach Becker to get it into the All-Stater, Zach Oswald. Foul is going to be on Keenan Renfro, his first. Free throw line by Oswald is up and good. Yeah, Zach Oswald is definitely an All-State candidate. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebound to Hartford with it. It's Trester. Trester gives it off to Schultz. Schultz bringing it up across the timeline. Schultz with it. Gives the ball now left side to Renfro. Renfro back to Trester. Trester gets inside. Shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Oswald. Left side goes to Caleb Durst. Durst now brings the top of the key. Right side to Latimer. Latimer gets it across court to Conrad. You can see that. And three-pointer is up by Durst is no good. Foul on the rebound by Zach Oswald. And that'll be Oswald's first. They're trying to double-team Oswald in there with their 2-3 zone. And they're sagging it in, just daring Lebo to shoot the three. Schultz gets it across the timeline. Now gives the ball left side to Renfro. Renfro back up top to Trester. Right side to Indigwe. Back up to Renfro. Renfro gives it off to Wilkinson. Wilkinson has been on a hot streak recently. They get the ball inside. Shot is up and no good by Keegan Renfro. Keegan Renfro had a little bit of trouble on that shot with Oswald. Ball goes to right side to Durst. Durst gets it back up. Now they swing it left side. Now back across court to Conradi. Conradi gets the ball off to Latimer. Now they get a. Now right side it goes to Reber. Reber gives it back up to Durst. Now inside to Latimer. Latimer kicks it right side to Conradi. Conradi now gets the ball back up to Durst. Almost overthrowing. Durst runs it down. He gets the ball off to Reber. Reber right side it goes to Conradi. Conradi, jump stop, shots up, no good. Rebound by Reber for Lebo. He gets it back out to Durst. Durst with it. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 3-2, Lebo with the lead and the ball. Conradi gets the ball left side. Reber gives it back up to Latimer. Left side it goes to Reber. Now in the corner to Conradi. Conradi dishes it right side to Durst. Durst has the ball stripped away. Coming up with the steal was Nolan Trester. And he's going to be fouled by Caleb Durst. That'll be Caleb's first personal foul, second team foul of the quarter by Lebo. Eli Ellis, a senior back in the game, is in the game for the first time for Lebo. Now they get the ball across the court. Hartford does the Wilkinson. Wilkinson gives the left side to Trester for three. Shots up, no good. Rebounded by Lebo. Reber gets it up to Ellis. Ellis. Back up. Now right side it goes. Now they get it down in the corner to Ellis. Ellis. Gets the ball up. Now they get it to Latimer. Latimer shots up, no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Hartford. Inbounds pass comes in. Conradi. Conradi gets it left side. Get the ball left side. Reber drives in, shots up, and good for Garrick Reber. His first two of the night, and it's a 5-2 lead for Lebo. Hartford with it. 3:45 to go in the first. Schultz with it on the right side. Takes it to the right wing. Gets it inside to Renfro. Renfro back out to Trester. Trester's jumper is up, no good. Rebound by Indigwe. Shot up and no good. This time the rebound comes down to Ashton Latimer. Lebo with it. Reber gets it in to Latimer. Latimer, left side it goes. Back up top to Conradi. Now to Ellis. Braden Hopkins getting ready to check in the game for Lebo. Driving in, kicking it back out to Reaver. Eli Ellis for three. No good. Rebounded by Lattimore. Lattimore, now they get it to Oswald. Oswald thought about the three. Now they get it inside to Lattimore. Lattimore outside to Reaver. Right in corner to Conradi for three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Hartford's Keenan Renfro. And that foul's going to be on Lebo. It's going to be on Ashton Lattimore. His first, third team foul on Lebo. In the game for Hartford is Oliver Smith. And Braden Hopkins in the game for Lebo. They get the ball right side. Now in the corner goes to Schultz. Schultz gets inside. Dishes it left side. Bringing it back out was Oliver Smith. Now he gets it off to Coy Wilkinson. Coy's shot's up. No good. Rebound to Braden Hopkins for Lebo. We're going to get a traveling call. Also, that's going to be on Garrick Reber. So 2:11 to go in the first quarter, 5-2. Lebo with the lead, Hartford with the ball. Landon Schultz gets it across the timeline. Gets the ball on the left side to Corey Wilkinson. Gets it back up. Three-pointer by Renfro is off the glass and good. And we're tied at five. Here comes Lebo with it. They get the ball across the timeline. Down the corner to Zach Oswald. Oswald thought about the three, but he gives it up to Reber. Reber gives the ball over left side. Now right side over to Reber. Reber back up to Hopkins. Left side it goes to Ellis. Ellis picks up his dribble, gives it in the corner to Conradi. Conradi thought about dishing it in to Oswald, but looks to the right side instead and throws it over to Colton Barrett. Colton letting it go out of bounds because he's the coach for Hartford. First turnover of the game for Lebo. Schultz gets it across the timeline. This is ball left side. Now they get it back down to Indegwe. Indegwe gets it back up. Now they get it right side. In the Renfro. Renfro gets it back out to Schultz. Schultz drives in. Shot is up and good. Landon Schultz with back-to-back buckets for Hartford. Gives the Jaguars a 7-5 lead under a minute to go here in the first quarter. And we're going to get a backcourt violation by Lebo. Hartford came out in a switch to a 1-3-1 trap. And Lebo was not prepared for that at all. Tyson Indegwe will be inbounding up for Hartford. Inbound pass comes in to Schultz. Schultz, the grandson of Bill Neinstead, former Lebo Emporia High and Madison girls coach. Getting inside, shots up, no good by Renfro. Rebounded by Oswald for Lebo. 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. Ball goes up to Reber. Now gets it to Oswald. Left side Ellis. Ellis gets a left corner to Reber. Reber brings it back up top. Dishes it to Brayton Hopkins. Hopkins gives it down in the corner to Conradi. Conradi drives in. Layup no good. Rebounded by Hartford. Here comes Digway. Gives it off to Schultz. Schultz now gives it off to Wilkinson. Wilkinson almost missed it. Wilkinson gets across the timeline. Three-pointer is up and no good. And that does it for the first quarter. And at the end of one, it is Hartford 7, Lebo 5. Back after this one-minute timeout on Mix 104.9.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Van Arsdale Funeral Services. Putting your family first when it matters most. By the Wolf Wash and Dog Wash in Lebo. Helping you outshine the competition and get your car terrifyingly clean. Check out their automatic wash, free self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves!
and by Grim & Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Grim & Concrete assist you. Postseason basketball brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. By Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Moontide Land Escrow, 421 Commercial in Emporia, Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Mix 104.9.
Hartford has the ball as we start the second quarter, and we're going to get a turnover by the Jaguars. Just their first. They lead 7-5. We're going to get another turnover in backcourt, this time on Caleb Durst, top of traveling for Lebo. That's turnover number three by the Jaguars, and they haven't exactly been forced turnovers on either team. Got a score from Canton Galva. Opie's leading 14-10 after one. Now, driving inside was Trester, and he's going to be fouled. That foul is on Caleb Durst, his first. His second personal foul, first team foul. Free throw line is up and good. Trester with his first point of the night. And makes the second one. 9-5 lead for Hartford. Jesse Durst now in the game. He gets the ball off to Lattimore. Back over to Durst. Durst gives it off to Reber. Back over to Jesse Durst. Jesse Durst goes across court to Conradi. Conradi gets inside, dishes it out to Jesse Durst. Jesse gives it back out now. Lattimore with it, gives it up top to Reber. Reber gets in the paint, takes it to the glass, shot no good. Rebound put back up by Oswald is up and good. Zach Oswald now with five, cuts the lead to 9-7, 6:39 to go here in the first half. They get the ball inside. Tyson Degwege now gives it back to Schultz. Schultz has the ball almost stripped by Jesse Durst. Schultz gets the shot off inside, shot's no good. Rebounded by Oswald. Here comes Lebo with a chance to tie or take the lead. They get the ball back up to Jesse Durst. Durst goes to right side to Lattimore. Down in the corner to Reber. Reber, cross court to Jesse Durst. Jesse gets it inside. Now dishes it right side. Back out. Now he gets the ball to Jesse Durst. Jesse on the left wing for three. No good. Rebound out of bounds off of Zach Oswald. Lebo 0 for 5 from three-point range right now. Oliver Smith checking back in the game. Well, Hartford's 1 for 3. That was by Keenan Renfro. Tyson Degway gets it across the timeline. Gets the ball on the right side, now gives it up to Oliver Smith. Oliver Smith gives it over to Keenan Renfro. Renfro gives it back up to Tyson Degway. And Degway gets it inside. Layup, good. By Keenan Renfro. Keenan Renfro now with five. And Hartford extends their lead to four, 11-7. That was a really nice play by Tyson, by Ndegwe. Now he gets the ball right side. Shot is up by Jesse Durst. Is good. Jesse with his first two of the night. Cuts the lead to 11-9, 5:10 to go in the first half. Now they get the ball inside. Now they get the ball up. Inside it goes. Shot is up and no good by Keenan Renfro, but he's fouled. I think that's going to be on Ashton Lattimore. Yes, that is. That's number two on Ashton Lattimore. And checking in the game now for getting ready to check in will be Brock Hadley and Eli Ellis. Free throw is up and good by Keenan Renfro. Renfro with six. And the lead's back up to three, 12-9. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebounded by Lebo. And the ball goes to the right side to Hadley. Hadley gets it back up. Now he's from the left side. The Reber for three, shots up, no good. Rebounded by Oswald. Oswald turned around, having some trouble with it. Throws the ball off of Dyson Degway, and it goes out of bounds off of Dyson. So it'll stay with Lebo. Landon Schultz back in the game, replacing Degway. Inbounds pass comes in to Ellis. Ellis gives it up to Hadley. Hadley for three, good. Brock Hadley with it. With the three-pointer, that's a Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison 3. And now they get the ball in underneath. Ball stays in the hands of Oliver Smith. He gives it off to Landon Schultz. Schultz gets it inside. Has the ball knocked away. Back to Keenan Renfro. Renfro gets in. Excuse me, Nolan Trester. Nolan Trester. With his first back. Now with 4 points on the night. And the pass comes in to Zach Oswald. Layup good. Oswald with seven. And we're tied at 14. 3:40 to go in the first half. Trester with it. Gives the ball up. Now he get the ball inside Schultz. Schultz shots up, no good. Rebound to Lebo. Got a score from Yates Center. It is. Nolan Sherwood texted it in. It is Linden 16, Chase County 8 after 1. And right now we got a timeout here. 3:17 to go in the first quarter. And it's Hartford 14, Lebo 14 back after this 30-second timeout on Mix 104.9 FM.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. MT Networks now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo and Waverly. And for Madison's only fiber to the home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Mix 104.9.
We're tied here at 14 with 3:17 to go in the first half. Another trap being put on by Hartford. 1-2-1-1, but Lebo able to break it. They get it down to Oswald. Oswald kicks it back out. Left side it goes to Hadley. Hadley gets inside to Conradi. Back up top. Driving in was Garrick Reber. Shots up, no good. Rebounded by Conradi. He gets inside and shots up, no good, but he's fouled. And they're going to say he was fouled on the floor. Foul is on Keenan Renfro, his second. And the inbounds pass comes in to Hadley. Hadley gets it over to Ellis. Ellis gets it in the corner. Now back up to Hadley for three. No good. Rebound, Zach Oswald puts it up and good. Could give him an assist, but we just can't quite do that. And that is now 9 points for Zach Oswald. And Lebo back with the lead, 16-14. Schultz with it out top for the Jaguars. Gives it over to the left side of Wilkinson. Wilkinson's been shut down tonight. Now the three-pointer is up and no good by Oliver Smith. Rebound to Lebo. They get the ball on the right side. They get the ball off to Conradi. Conradi back up to Oswald. Oswald goes to the left side now to Eli Ellis. Ellis gets it back up to Hadley. Hadley gets it right side to Conradi. Conradi drives in, layup, no good. Rebound two. Hartford, here they come on the break. Left side, Landon Schultz for three. Good. Landon Schultz with a Henriot with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison three. Gives the Jaguars back the lead, 17-16. Lebo breaks the timeline. Gets it down inside. Conradi, layup, good. First 2 points of the night for Drew Conradi. Gives Lebo back the lead, 18-17. We're going to get a foul out front on Eli Ellis. That'll be Ellis's first. Team foul number three on Lebo. The inbounds pass comes in the right side to Schultz. Schultz drives in, has the ball stolen away by Zach Oswald. Oswald gives it up. Ellis has it, gives it right side to Conradi. Conradi down in the corner to Reber. Reber back up to Oswald. Oswald right side to Reber. Now the ball goes to the left side of the court. Hadley runs it down. I don't think it was intended for Brock, but he ran it down. Now they get the ball inside, back out to Hadley. Hadley gets it in the right corner now to Reber. Reber back up to Conradi. Conradi, free throw line, left side Ellis. Eli Ellis launches a three, no good. Rebound by Oswald, put back up and good. Oswald now with 11, and Lebo with the three-point lead, 20-17. 50 seconds to go here in the half. Landon Schultz with it out top. Ball goes to the left side. Now he gets it back up to Schultz. Schultz gives it to Ndigwe on the left side. Tyson Ndigwe gets it inside the paint. Dishes it off left side. Ball stolen by Lebo. Here comes Lebo with the basketball. Right side it goes to Hadley. Hadley to Oswald. 20 seconds to go here in the half. Drew Conradi gets it back up. Now they swing the left side to Eli Ellis. Ellis gets the ball right side to Hadley. Hadley gives it up top to Reber. Reber down in the corner. Again inside to Conradi. Conradi right side Hadley. Layup, no good. Rebound by Conradi, no good. And that does it for the first half of action. And at the end of the first half, it is Lebo 20, Hartford 17. We'll be back with the Longmine Auto Plaza halftime show. Longmine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longmineauto.com on Mix 104.9 FM.
At Longmine Auto Plaza in Emporia, our March Savings Mania event is here. It's Chevy Truck Month, and you'll get $7,000 below MSRP on a new 2025 Silverado 1500 Custom with trade-in of your eligible vehicle. Plus, purchase any vehicle and get 5 free throw attempts for an extra $100 savings up to $500. So come see us at Longmine Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us at longmineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. All rebates assigned to dealer. Tax and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected, give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the Lebo Booster Club. They back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all of their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! By Miller Granite Memorials. Providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas. And by the City of Lebo, supporting their students on and off the court. Wishing both teams the best of luck in the postseason. Go Wolves!
Mix 104.9.
Welcome back to McPherson Central Christian College, and at the half it is Lebo leading Hartford by a score of 20-17. Let's tell you how we got here. With the stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Leading the way for Lebo is Zach Oswald with 11. They've gotten 3 points off the bench from Brock Hadley and 2 points each from Drew Conradi, Garrick Reber, and Jesse Durst. Lebo a nice 8 of 14 inside the arch, 1 for 8 though from 3-point range, so 9 of 22 overall from the field, and they are 1 of 2 at the free throw line. While Hartford, and by the way, Lebo's also committed just 3 turnovers. For Hartford, they're being led by 7 points from Landon Schultz, 6 from Keenan Renfro, and 4 from Nolan Trester. They're 4 of 11 inside the arch, 2 for 5 from 3-point range, and 3 of 4 at the free throw line, while they have committed just 3 turnovers. Once again, the stats brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding, brought to you by... Stats are brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And I think if you're Hartford and you're looking at, Coy Wilkinson hasn't scored yet, and you're only down by 3, you're probably pretty thrilled where you're at. But if you're Lebo, you're looking at, we're only up 3 despite holding Coy Wilkinson to 0 points in the first half. You probably are a little bit worried about where you're at right now you're probably going, wait, we could be ahead a little bit more. And Lebo's also probably looking at going, well, if we'd have just made some threes, too, in the first half. Some of their threes have turned into twos because they basically look like lob passes in the Zach Oswald, even though we know that they weren't. And so Zach's doing a great job in there on the boards and getting those second chance opportunities. And we know one thing, that's one of the keys that if you're Lebo, if you're Hartford at halftime, you're probably going, what can we do to stop Zach from just getting those looks? It's almost like they're meaning to pass the ball that way. Like they're meaning to pass the ball inside and just not able to get things going. And the winner of this will advance to the 1A Division II state tournament to play next Thursday in Colby. Mix 104.9, and I'll be out there covering those games from Colby, so you'll be able to tune in and listen to those games next week. And at the half over at Canton Galva, it is Opie leading Central of Burton by a score of 34-26, a game that you'll be able to hear on Country 101.7 with my normal partner in crime, Michael Deeker. I want to personally thank Dylan Sherwood for filling in for me last night. Dylan did a great job, but it was also Dylan came out here on his day off because I had to be away for a family thing. And everything's good, by the way. Everything's good, but I want to thank Dylan personally for coming out here and doing the broadcast here yesterday. It's nice to be part of a team that fills in when somebody's down, when somebody's needing some help. And right now at the half, it is Lebo leading Hartford 20-17. We'll hear another message from Longmont Auto Plaza and be back after this 3-minute timeout on Mix 104.9 FM.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, our March Savings Mania event is here. It's Chevy Truck Month, and you'll get $7,000 below MSRP on a new 2025 Silverado 1500 Custom with trade-in of your eligible vehicle. Plus, purchase any vehicle and get 5 free throw attempts for an extra $100 savings up to $500. So come see us at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. All rebates assigned to dealer. Tax and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. By Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial in Emporia, Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Farmer State Bank of Aliceville, serving the local area's banking needs for over 100 years. The bank that appreciates your business. FDIC insured, equal housing lender. And by Andy Siding. For siding, gutters, window installs, and repairs, contact Andy Siding. Owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592. Area high school basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected, give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Area high school basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. By Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial in Emporia, Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Mix 104.9.
Lebo has the ball starting the second half, going right to left across your radio dial with their original starting lineup. Derek Reber, Caleb Durst, Drew Conradi, Ashton Lattimore, and Zach Oswald, while Hartford is also out there with their original starting lineup. Tyson Degway, Landon Schultz, Coley Wilkinson, Nolan Trester, and Keenan Renfro. Up top, Conradi. Conradi splits the 2-3 zone, dishes it right side to Reber. Reber gets baseline, shots up, no good. Rebound by Lattimore, put back up and good. Ashton Lattimore with his first two of the game. And I believe he gives Hartford their largest lead now at 22-17. Gives Lebo their largest lead. Now they get the ball inside. Back up is Coy Wilkinson. Coy needing to get something going. They get the ball inside to Keenan Renfro. Renfro shot up off the glass. No good. Rebound by Zach Oswald. Here comes Lebo with the basketball. They get the ball inside. They get the ball right now. Reber goes to the right side to Durst. Durst back up to Reber. Reber gives it the ball right side to Durst. Durst gets it back, brings it back up top. Now they get it right side to Conradi. Conradi, left side it goes to Reber. Reber, now left side to Lattimore. Lattimore dishes off right side to Conradi. Down in the corner it goes back up to Durst. Durst now to Lattimore. Lattimore shot up off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Lattimore. gets it to Conradi. Free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound by Conradi, put back up, no good. And then a foul on the rebound is going to be against, I do believe, Zach Oswald. Lebo had three opportunities there to get. Yeah, foul is on Zach Oswald, his second. One thing that I noticed on Conradi, both his shots, he's going backwards on the shot. You can't do that. That makes it harder. Now the ball goes to the right side to Ndegwe. Ndegwe gets it up to Trester. Trester gives it off. Back up to Trester. Trester goes to the left side to Renfro. Renfro back up to Ndegwe. Ndegwe gets it off the screen. Gets inside. Turns around. Nice move. Layup. Good. Nice move by Tyson Ndegwe. Got Latimer up in the air. Euro stepped it to the right side and put it in the glass for two. His first two of the night. And Hartford's cut the lead to 22-19. 5:40 to go here in the third quarter. What was anticipated to be a tight battle, it is. Now they get the ball up to Conradi. Conradi left side to Durst. Durst gets it back up top. Now gets it in to Conradi. Conradi in underneath the Oswald, but he threw it at his ankle. And that's a turnover. Turnover number four by Lebo. Checking back in the game for Lebo is Eli Ellis, replacing Ashton Lattimore. They get the ball across. Now they get it to Renfro. Renfro dribbles left side to Trester. Trester gives it down in the Schultz. Schultz thought about the jumper. Now gives it left side to Renfro. Renfro picks up his dribble. Goes across court to Ndegwe. Ndegwe gets baseline. And he's going to be fouled out there on the drive. We're going to get that on Eli Ellis. That'll be Eli's first second. That's his first personal foul. Oh, excuse me, they're calling on Garrick Reber. Sorry about that. Foul on Garrick Reber, his first. Oh, that can be on. Yeah, it is on Reber. Now, a turnover by Hartford. First of the second half. 22-19, Lebo with the lead. They get the ball in to Ellis. Ellis back out to Reber. Reber picks up the dribble, gives it to Ellis. Now left side, Reber. Reber pump fakes, gets baseline shot. No good. Rebound by Oswald. Put back up and good. Oswald with 13 on the night. And that's got to be at least four offensive rebounds this half for Lebo. Hartford's got to do a better job of blocking out. Now a three-pointer by Coy Wilkinson. Good! He needed to get unleashed. And what a way to do it with a Henriot with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bonroth Land Brokers in Madison 3. Cuts the lead to 24-22, midway through the third. Now they get the ball left side to Reber. Reber gets it in the paint to Conradi. Conradi back out to Durst. Durst inside to Oswald. Back out to Durst. And we're going to get 3 seconds in the lane on Conradi. Turnover number two this half, turnover number five in the game for the Wolves. 24-22. Lebo with the lead. Hartford a chance to take the lead or tie it with a two. Or take the lead with a three. Landon Schultz across the timeline. Gives the ball left side to Trester. Trester down on the left wing to Ndegwe. Ndegwe gets it in the baseline. Now to Renfro. Renfro back up to Schultz. Schultz gets the baseline. Back up to Renfro. Shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Renfro. Gets it left side to Schultz. Schultz goes baseline. Now we're going to get a timeout by Colton Barrett. Right before Andrew Conradi would have had a steal. We'll take a timeout too. 3:27 to go in the third quarter. 24-22, Lebo with the lead. Back after this 30-second timeout on Mix 104.9 FM.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bonroth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340.
Mix 104.9.
Hartford set the inbound. They get the inbounds pass in. the Renfro. Renfro at the free throw line. Then we're going to get an offensive foul on Tyson Digwe on an illegal screen. So Digwe with his first foul. Team foul number one this half by Hartford. Now the ball gets in. Jumper by Conrad. He's up and good. Drew Conrad now with four. And extends the Levo lead back to four. 26-22. Schultz has it. Gives the ball up to Renfro. Renfro gets the ball off to Trester. Trester now to Renfro on the left side. Renfro turns around, gives it back to Trester. Trester drives into the paint. Dishes off to Renfro. Shots up, no good. He's fouled. Nice play by Nolan Trester. Forces Zach Oswald to come up and guard him. And dishes it off underneath to Renfro. And Renfro is fouled and will go to the line. That foul is on Garrick Reber, his second. Third team foul on the Wolves, and free throw is up and good by Keenan Renfro. Renfro now 2 of 3 from the line tonight. He's got 7 points overall. Braden Hopkins now in the game for Lebo. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebound to Lebo. Conradi with it. Gets the ball left side to Eli Ellis. Ellis gets it in to Braden Hopkins. Hopkins back up to Renfro. Renfro dishes it right side to Lattimore. Back up top to Conradi. Conradi's going to be tripped going inside. He's going to be fouled. I think they're going to get that on Landon Schultz. That'll be his first second team foul on the Jaguars. Inbounds pass comes in to Oswald for three. Good! Zach Oswald with a Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bonwath Land Brokers in Madison 3. He now has 16 on the night, and the lead's up to 6, 29-23. Lebo with the lead. Hartford, though, with the basketball. They get the ball in Renfro. Renfro gets it right side. Landon Schultz for three. No good. Rebounded by Oswald. They get it across the timeline with Reber. Reber right side to Oswald. Oswald back over to Reber for three. Excuse me, Eli Ellis for three. Shots up no good. Rebounded by Oswald. Put back up no good. And rebound this time to Hartford. Under 2 minutes to go. Lebo leading by 6. But Hartford with the basketball. Renfro gives it off the right side to Schultz. Schultz gives it back up. Now they get it over the left side. Now it goes left corner to Coy Wilkinson, and he's going to call for traveling. Drew Conradi has been on over him all night long. That is turnover number 2 on Hartford. Brock Hamley back in the game for Levo. And Levo with the basketball to get across. Get it down and underneath. Shot is up and no good by Drew Conradi, but he's fouled. Foul is on Landon Schultz, his second. At the free throw line, it's Drew Conradi. Free throw is up and good. Conradi now with 5 on the night. Ashton Lattimore along with Jesse Durst back in the game for Lebo and Tyson Digwe back in the game for Hartford. Free throw is up and it is good by Conrad. He's got 6 and they pulled away to their largest lead of the night. Lebo leading by 8, 31-23. 1:17 to go. Now they get the ball inside. Nolan Trester, turnaround, shots up, no good. Rebounded by Oswald for Lebo. Hartford is not even getting second chance opportunities. Lebo's doing a great job rebounding. Drew Conradi gets it left side. This is ball on right side, now back up to Conradi. Left side, it goes to Lattimore. Lattimore decides to launch a 3, no good. But it's also a way to get the ball into Zach Oswald. Oswald, reverse layup, good. That's what we come enter into this game on, is a Zach Oswald reverse layup. And he's got now 18 for the game, and it's a 10-point lead for the Wolves. 36 seconds to go. Landon Schultz gets inside. He's going to be fouled on the drive. And that'll be on Braden Hopkins. His first team foul, number four. And the inbounds pass comes in the corner. Now they get the shot up. Actually passed down into Ndegwe. Now loose ball. And we're going to get a foul called on Jesse Durst. Oliver Smith had the basketball, and Jesse just dove over. Jesse's the smallest kid out there on the court. And at the free throw line will be Oliver Smith. Harper really needs these to go in. Smith's free throw attempt is on the way up, and it is good. Yeah, they need to make this still a single-digit game. Free throw is up and no good. Rebounded by Lebo. 23 seconds to go. We get the ball left side to Conradi. Conradi in the corner to Hopkins. Hopkins brings it up. Dishes it off to Lattimore. Right side to Jesse Durst. Jesse Durst gives it back up. Now the right side to Durst. Durst down in the corner to Conradi. 6 seconds to go. Conradi up to Lattimore. Left side it goes to Braden Hopkins for three. No good. Rebound tipped out, and that will go. And that will do it for the third quarter of action. And at the end of three, it is Lebo 33, Hartford 24. We'll be back with the fourth quarter following this one-minute timeout on Mix 104.9.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected, give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most. By the Wolf Wash and Dog Wash in Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car terrifyingly clean. Check out their automatic wash, free self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves! And by Grim & Concrete, they do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Grim & Concrete assist you.
Mix 104.9.
Hartford with the basketball, needing to get something going, especially from Coy. Coy's only got 3 points tonight. They get the ball to Coy. Coy gets it back out. Dishes it off to Trester. Trester gets inside. Layup. No good. Rebounded by Oswald. They needed that to go in the worst way. Lebo gets the ball to Hadley. Hadley gets the ball right side to Ellis. Ellis gets it in to Oswald. Oswald drives in. Shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Oswald. Put back up. No good. And he's fouled. Zach's going into beast mode right now. That again was another offensive rebound given up by the Jaguars. That was foul number three on Keenan Renfro. Free throw is up and good by Oswald. Oswald now with 19. He's 2-for-3 tonight from the line. Oliver Smith back in the game for Hartford. And the free throw again by Oswald is up. No good. Rebounded this time by Hartford. Trester gets it across the timeline. Now this is the ball left side to Keenan Renfro. Renfro shot is up. No good. Rebounded, put back up. And good by Nolan Trester. Trester with six. Cuts the lead now to eight. 34-26. Yeah, Conradi with it. Conradi drives in, shot is up, no good. Rebound Oswald, put back up, good. Zach Oswald now with 21. again. And I'm not keeping rebounds, but it would be dominant by Lebo, especially Zach. Now they're going to drive in with Oliver Smith, and he's fouled. On Brock Hadley, his first team foul of the half on Lebo. I mean, of the quarter. Inbounds pass comes in left side to Wilkinson. Now he gets it back up to Tyson Degwe. And Degwe tried to get in underneath, had the ball stolen away. Six turnovers in the night for Hartford, three in the second half. We're going to get a turnover there by Garrick Reber. That's also three turnovers this half for Lebo, and six turnovers for the game. Now, right side it goes to Schultz. Schultz, spin move, gets inside, shot up, good. Hey, Landon Schultz was wise because he realized that they had set Zach Oswald out for a breather. Just take it to the glass. And that was a nice move by Schultz. He's got nine. The inbounds pass comes into Latimer. Latimer's going to get called for traveling. 36-28, 6 minutes to go. Checking back in the game for Lebo is Zach Oswald. Getting him back in there in a hurry. Landon Schultz gets it across the timeline. Spin move. Gets it over the left side. Back out to Schultz. Schultz gives it up. Now they get it inside to Renfro. Renfro gets it back up to Coy Wilkinson. Now they get it in to try to get it in to Tressner. The ball knocked away. And it goes out of bounds to Lebo. And here comes right side, Jesse. Got the ball, gets it up. Jesse Durst gives it over. Now they get the left side, Caleb Durst. Down to Jesse Durst, back to Caleb. The right side it goes to Reber. Reber left side to Jesse. Jesse back up to Conradi. Conradi takes it in. Dishes it off to Zach Oswald. Layup good. Zach Oswald with 23 and a timeout called by Hartford coach Colton Barrett. We'll take a timeout too. 5:05 to go in the ballgame. It's Lebo 38, Hartford 28. Back after this 1 minute timeout on Mix 104.9.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. By Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial in Emporia, Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo and Waverly. And for Madison's only fiber to the home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Mix 104.9.
After three over in Canton, it's Opie leading Central Burton 48-29. And here it's Lebo leading Hartford 38-28. 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Shot is up and no good. Rebound put back up by Tressner is good. Nolan Tressner, the senior, the lone senior, now has eight on the night. And now pressure being put on the backcourt, but they get it down the court to Zach Oswald. Layup good. Zach's an all-stater, and he is showing it why tonight. 25. In the game, we also have Chase County girls leading Linden 31-29 going into the fourth quarter. And foul underneath by Coy Wilkinson. Thanks to Dylan Sherwood letting me know that score, because Chase County girls trying to join their boys making the state. Last time Chase County made the state was under Coach Ron Slaymaker. Foul is on Drew Conrady. His first free throw is up and no good. Boy, Coy just cannot buy a bucket tonight. Coy just doesn't look like he looks like he's just not feeling well or something out there. And the free throw is up and good. Coy Wilkinson now with 4 points, and they cut the lead to 9, 40-31. Pressure being put on the backcourt by Hartford. Lebo having some trouble with it, but they get it to Oswald. Oswald left side, Drew Conrady. Drew Conrady is going to bring it back out. Now Drew Conrady dribbles in left side, and they're coming out on him, so back it back out. Now Drew Conrady drives in, dishes it out to Eli Ellis. Ellis out there in the front, goes to the right side to Conrady. Conrady left side to Hadley. Hadley drives baseline, shots up no good. Rebounded by Hadley. And now here comes Lebo again with the basketball. Lebo, they lob it in to Jack Oswald. But a great play by Nolan Trester coming over on the backside. Trester drives in, loses control of the basketball, and can't keep it up. But Nolan Trester made a great defensive play that saved him from the two-point down there on reading that pass coming to the outside, but just couldn't handle it on the dribble. And that's turnover number 5 this half, 8 for the game for Hartford. And bounce pass comes into Ellis. Like I said, pressure being put on the backcourt. They get it to Hadley. Hadley gets it down to Oswald. Oswald left side to Conrady. Layup good. Now it was a nice job by Lebo of breaking the press. Conrady now with 8. And the lead's 42-31. 3:10 to go here in the ballgame. Ball goes to the left side to Oliver Smith. Oliver Smith gives the ball off to Coy Wilkinson. Wilkinson, three-pointer. Good. Long two. And so now we got a turnover. In back, turnover by Lebo. Coy Wilkinson now with 6. Keenan Renfro back in the game for Hartford. Well, with Braden Hopkins back in the game, along with Jesse Durst for Lebo. Wilkinson gives the ball off to Schultz. Need to get some buckets in a hurry for the Jags. Yeah, they get the ball up, takes the ball left side to Wilkinson. Wilkinson step back. Now thought about launching the three, but gives it to Trester inside the Renfro, back out to Ndegwe. Ndegwe drives in, shots up, no good, but he's going to be fouled on the body. And it'll be a two-shot foul. And they're going to get it on Zach Oswald. That is the third on Zach. Tyson Ndegwe at the line shooting 2. This is his first free throws of the night. Free throws up, no good. Hartford now 3 of 7 from the free throw line this half. Second free throw by Ndegwe is up, no good. Rebounded by Conrady. A missed opportunity that time by the Jaguars. Now Lebo gets it up to Conrady. Conrady to give the ball left side to Jesse Durst. Jesse over to Caleb. Caleb gets it in to Oswald. Layup off the glass. Good. Zach Oswald with 7 here in the corner. 25 for the game. 44-33. Lebo with the lead. 2 minutes to go. Shot is up. No good by Landon Schultz. Rebound to Lebo. And I think the Wolves can kind of sense it here with 2 minutes to go. Leading by 11. Get the ball back out to Zach. Zach gives the ball off to Hopkins. Hopkins picks up his dribble, gives it off to Conrady. Conrady, they tried to double team him. Now left side, it goes to Hopkins. Hopkins down in the corner, and he's going to be fouled. Eli Ellis, along with Garrick Reber, checking back in the game
for the Wolves. Checking in the game for the Jaguars, it's Oliver Smith. Oliver's giving them some good minutes off the bench tonight. The inbounds pass comes in to Oswald. Oswald has it. Gives it down to Conrady. Conrady left side to Reber. Reber in the corner to Caleb Durst. Durst gets the ball up. Has the ball stolen by Landon Smith. Schultz. Landon Schultz layup. No good, but he's fouled. Both teams with now 8 turnovers for the game. Foul on Garrick Reber, his third. At the free throw line, it's Landon Schultz. Schultz's first trip to the free throw line. Free throw is up and no good. Free throw line's unkind right now to Hartford as they are 3 of 9 this half. Second free throw is up and good. And a timeout called by Coach Colton Barrett. We'll just keep it right here. That Schultz now with 10 points. 1:29 to go here in the ballgame. Lebo leading Hartford 44-34. And just this game is simply defined by Zach Oswald dominating post. And Hartford has not had an answer. They tried double teaming him and so forth. Lebo missing 3 pointers that looked like they were passes to Zach early in the game. They might have been. Because when Zach gets the ball inside, he's very tough to keep from scoring. So Hartford now needing to put on some pressure in backcourt. Inbounds pass comes in. The ball knocked away and out of bounds off of Eli Ellis. The pressure has putting on pressure that Hartford's been doing has been effective tonight against Lebo. Inbounds pass comes in. Again in to Coy Wilkinson. Coy needing to get something going. Ball stolen away. Caleb Durst with another terrific defensive play. And now a timeout. Lebo came up with the ball and timeout called by Coach Dennis Becker. And we'll keep it right here with 1:19 to go. Lebo leading 44-34. So this has just been a really hard-fought battle between two friends, two teams that are rivals but friends. And just the way things are going here tonight, it's just been too much of Zach Oswald right now for Hartford. But you know what? A couple threes right now. Get Hartford right back in this thing. Lebo inbounding and underneath the Hartford basket. Pressure being put on in backcourt. Man-to-man pressure. They come away with the trap. A steal by Hartford. Tyson Degwe shots up good. And a foul, but they're going to say he was fouled on the floor. Oh, man. Oh, that was a... Coach Becker, first off, is wanting to know that wasn't the way we diagrammed it in the... And then that... Foul is on Garrick Reber. But Tyson Degwe is 0 for 2 tonight from the free throw line. Free throw is up and it is no good. 0 for 3. Keenan Renfro back in the game, replacing Oliver Smith. And Degway's free throws. No good again. Rebounded by Oswald. Oswald gets it down to Conrady. Conrady gets it across the timeline. Picks up his dribble now. Gives it off to Hadley. Hadley out to Zach. And Zach's fouled. Hartford. Four of 12 this half.
Jesse Durst returns for the Wolves.
Say they make it just four more, an 8 of 12. That changes the way this game is going. Oliver Smith back in the game for Hartford, as that was just the third team foul on Hartford. The inbounds pass comes into Hadley. Hadley gets it to Conradi. Conradi over back to Hadley. Now has the ball stolen away by Oliver Smith. Smith gets it across the timeline. Has the ball knocked away by Drew Conradi, but he's going to be called for a foul. That was turnover number 8 for the second half, 11 for the game on Hartford. At the free throw line, Oliver Smith is 1 for 2 tonight at the line. First free throw is up and good. This is still a 3-possession game. Now we start looking at it as possessions. Eli Ellis back in the game for Lebo. Second free throw is up and good. Now the pressure being put on the backcourt. They get the ball to Conradi. Conradi looks down the court. There's going to be a steal by Hartford. Hartford comes up with it. Coy Wilkinson. Shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Oswald for Lebo, and he's fouled. Another turnover there by Lebo, and then a missed opportunity by Hartford. And Coach Barrett was wanting to know why there wasn't a foul called on the loose ball, but it was a loose ball. Now inbounds pass knocked away by Oliver Smith. 40 seconds to go here in the game. Inbounds pass comes in. Eli Ellis is going to be fouled over there. And Coach Barrett, I don't think he wanted the foul called. But it is one of those, if you don't get the steal right on, right as soon as you inbound it, it can be kind of a lot of trouble. So you got to send Eli Ellis to the free throw line. Ellis not attempted any free throws yet. Free throw is up and it is no good. Keenan Renfro back to check in the game. We do have a final score. Opie defeated Ken Galva 64-33. So Opie will be going to the 1A Division I state tournament down in Dodge City, and rebound by Drew Conradi as Eli Ellis missed both of his free throws. And then a foul on Hartford. Foul is on Landon Schultz, his third. Free throw is up and good by Conradi. Conradi now with 9. Second free throw is up, no good. Rebounded by Oswald, put back up, good. And that's been the way the night has gone. And Lebo leading 47-36. Hartford with a three-pointer is up and no good by Landon Schultz. Rebound out of bounds off of Ashton Lattimore. 17 seconds to go. I will say this. Hartford, you've got a good future down there in the next couple of years with your teams down there. The Jaguars are a very young ball club. 17 seconds to go. And timeout being called. It is Lebo 47, Hartford 36, back after this 30-second timeout on Mix 104.9.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the Lebo Booster Club. They back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all of their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! By Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas. And by the City of Lebo, supporting their students on and off the court. Wishing both teams the best of luck in the postseason. Go Wolves!
Mix 104.9.
as the Hartford Jaguars set up to get the inbounds play in. Landon Schultz to the right of his basket on the baseline, needing a quick three. Inbounds, having trouble with the inbounds pass. They do. They get it into Trester. Trester tries to dish it off underneath, ball knocked away and out of bounds off of Lebo. I think Trester should have kicked it out to Schultz for a three. He tried to get it in underneath to Keegan Renfro, but the ball was knocked out of bounds. Renfro with it, drives in, shot is up, no good, but he's fouled by Zach Oswald. Oswald with foul number four. At the free throw line, it's Keenan Renfro. Free throw is up, no good. Free throw, free throw, free throws have been just a disaster for Hartford in this game tonight. They're 5 of 11 this quarter. Make that 5 of 12. Rebound by Lebo. Oswald gets it. Gets it to Conradi. And the Lebo Wolves are going to join the Lady Wolves again out for the state basketball tournament, as the Lebo Wolves come away with a 47-36 victory tonight, this afternoon, over the Hartford Jaguars. And a hard-fought affair by both these teams. Just a terrific game here tonight, or this evening, in McPherson. Right now, we'll take a 3-minute timeout and be back with the Rich Door Company post-game show coming up on Mix 104.9 FM.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected, give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Area high school basketball is brought to you by Farmer State Bank of Aliceville, serving the local area's banking needs for over 100 years. The bank that appreciates your business. FDIC insured, equal housing lender. And by Andy Siding. For siding, gutters, window installs, and repairs, contact Andy Siding. Owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. By Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial in Emporia, Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Mix 104.9.
Back here at McPherson Central Christian College. We hope to get Coach Dennis Becker on, but I think they're going to have to take the team pictures in another gymnasium. Yeah, so it may be a little while before we get Dennis on. But Lebo comes away with a 47-36 victory tonight over the Hartford Jaguars. Trying to figure out the last minute stats. Very impressive night by one individual for sure. Now they're getting ready for the second game coming up here tonight between Larry Christian and the Cardinals of South Haven. And we got an update here I'm trying to pull up. Dylan Sherwood. Burlingame was down 31-21 at the half. Don't have a final score there. But the Chase County Lady Bulldogs are going to make it a doubleheader next week for Chase County as they defeated Linden by a score of 30-27. Hey, congratulations to the Linden's coach Megan Heckel has turned that program around there at Linden High School. Where this is not going to be their only time that they're going to be a threat to make it to the state tournament, but the Lady Bulldogs under Coach Clayton Happy are in the state tournament next week from Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan. And so it ought to be an awesome trip up there. Just a simple trip up 177, not a bad drive at all. Probably a regular occurrence on a lot of times for some of the Chase County Bulldogs. So let's give you a rundown of the stats here. Stats are brought to you by Cody Thurston, Land Agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 for Hartford. Landon Schultz was the lone double-figure scorer with 10. They got 8 from Nolan Trester, 6 from Coy Wilkinson, 3 from Oliver Smith, 3 points from Tyson Negwe, and 7 from Keenan Renfro. They were 9 of 23 inside the arc, 3 for 7 from three-point range, so overall 12 of 30 from the field. Where their problem was, they were 9 of 21 or 22 at the free throw line. For Lebo, Zach Oswald with 29 points on the night. He had 11 at the half and came up with 18 in the second half. That's why Zach will probably be an all-stater when it comes down to it for 1A Division II. They also got 9 points from Drew Conradi, 3 from Brock Handley, 2 from Jesse Durst, and 2 points from Garrick Reber. They were 17 of 33 inside the arc, 2 for 11 from three-point range, so overall 19 of 46 from the field, and they committed 12 turnovers for the game. They only had 3 at halftime. They committed 9 in the second half against the press that was being put on by Harding. But the Lebo Wolves come away with a 47-36 victory tonight, or this evening, over the Hartford Jaguars from McPherson Central Christian College. Once again, the stats were brought to you by Cody Thurston, Land Agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229. 9. And we'll be back after this 3-minute timeout on Mix 104.9 FM.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bond Rock Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected, give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most. By the Wolf Wash and Dog Wash in Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car terrifyingly clean. Check out their automatic wash, free self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves! And by Cribbit Concrete, they do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Cribbit Concrete assist you. Postseason basketball brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. By Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Moon Tidal and Escrow, 421 Commercial in Emporia, Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo and Waverly. And for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected, give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Mix 104.9.
Back here at McPherson Central Christian College, and I got victorious head Lebo boys basketball coach Dennis Becker here. And coach, what a game tonight by your guys.
It was. The guys showed a lot of heart, and we knew it was going to be a tough game all week. You know, that's what we prepared for. And, hats off to Hartford. They played a heck of a game, and, really tough team. And I was just happy to see the guys compete and find a way.
Coach, I think Drew Conrady's defense tonight on Coy, holding him to just 8 points, was huge.
It was huge. You know, we talked to him, and the first time we played, he held him to 9 points, and we knew that might be a strong point for us going into the game. But, yeah, Drew just stuck on him, and Coy couldn't get away. He couldn't get a shot off, and when your offense runs through that, it's hard. So I was glad to see him make things hard for them, and play such good defense for us.
I've got a question for you. Were some of those missed three-pointers intentional because they somehow ended up in Zach's hands?
No, I think some of them are. Some of them were. I think we were shooting anything and everything at one point just because we knew Zach was going to come away with the ball. He had a monster game for us down there, and we know that's kind of what he's capable of, but every ball that came off that rim, it seemed to find their way to his hands, and then he was putting it right back up, and we'll take those points.
In hockey, they give an assist if a guy slams it off the glass and it comes back out for a guy to get a shot off in front of the goal.
Yeah, we've talked about hockey assists in practice. It's one of those things. It's like, Zach's down there, so why not use it?
Yeah, Zach got 29 tonight. I mean, to me, he's an all-stater. If he's not an all-stater in 1A Division 2, I don't know who would be.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely a blessing to have on our team and help those young guys come along. And like you said, just it's down there, so you don't have to worry about taking a bad shot or missing a shot, because most likely he's going to get the rebound and he's going to put it back up. So,
Coach, this is the third straight year to take both Levo boys and girls out to the state. How special is that?
It is. I'm just happy for these guys, for these seniors that Drew and Zach have been a big part to the past couple years' runs, and Caleb was a big part last year, and Eli was hurt last year, so didn't get the opportunity. But I'm glad for those seniors to get this opportunity and have that fun trip to state. But the work's not done.
Yeah, you'll be playing next Thursday. Where do you think you'll be seated?
It looks like we're going to be the 6th or the 7th seed, depending on how things fall tonight.
You might get Axtell again.
We might get Axtell again.
They would probably have Levo on their target.
I bet they got that game circled. So.
Well, Coach, congratulations, and we'll be seeing you out. And it's going to be a little bit farther trip this year to Colby.
Yeah, we got to take the couple extra hours on out to Colby. But, like I said, I'm excited for the guys and can't wait to get back to work and see what we can do next week.
What do you want to say to the faithful back in Levo listening?
Hey, thanks for sticking with us, and see you guys out in Colby.
All right. Congratulations, Coach, and we will see you out in Colby, too.
All right. Thanks, Ken.
All right. With me has been Levo head boys basketball coach Dennis Becker. We'll be back to wrap up from McPherson after this. After this two-minute timeout on Mix 104.9.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the Levo Booster Club. They back the pack. Proud supporters of Levo students and all of their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! By Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Levo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas. And by the City of Levo, supporting their students on and off the court. Wishing both teams the best of luck in the postseason. Go Wolves! Postseason basketball brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. By Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial in Emporia, Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Mix 104.9.
Back here at McPherson Central Christian College as the Levo Wolves come away with a tremendous 47-36 victory tonight over the Hartford Jaguars. And so Levo will be moving on to the state next week at Colby. You can tune in into the sports KVOE KSHSAA.com, or you can also get online tomorrow morning at KSHSAA.org and check out the state pairings for next week out in Colby and what time we'll be on the air. But I'll be out in Colby to broadcast that game, so we ought to have a fun, it'll be a fun trip out to the Northwest Kansas next week. Also, Chase County girls come away with a victory today. The Opie boys come away with a victory today. And at last count, Burlingame was down 2 with a minute to go against Clifton Clyde. So we hope that that game comes out with the Bearcats taking the W. Once again, though, the final score here tonight. I want to thank, our in-studio engineer, Miss Connie and Miss Iris, for getting us going here tonight. I want to thank Dylan for feeding us updates throughout the night. And Dylan just texted me that Burlingame lost to Clifton Clyde. So Michael Deeker will be going out west with the Opie Eagles as they try to come away with another championship for 1A Division I next week. And also, we'll probably be with Chase County. We'll want to wish also the Osage City Lady Indians the best of luck. I want to wish all of our area teams nothing but the best next week for the state tournaments. Once again, the final thanks to the in-studio engineer Iris and Connie. And also thank you to the folks for listening. Thank you to our sponsors for bringing you tonight's broadcast. And we're going to wrap it up here from McPherson. The final score, Lebo 47, Hartford 36. Have a great evening, everybody, on Mix 104.9 FM.
You've been listening to the Area Game of the Week. The preceding has been an exclusive presentation of Emporia's radio stations. All rights reserved.
is Sharon Bad Habits. Let go of the bad. Good is coming up for you. We're all ready for a new season. This is the 10th weekend of 2025.
At work, home, or in your car. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn